quand on aura beaucoup dansé, beaucoup trop dansé. Quand on aura beaucoup fumé, beaucoup trop fumé. On s'en ira de ce zinzin, et je te prendrai par la main jusqu'à la mer où tout finit au bain de minuit. Quand on aura beaucoup marché, beaucoup trop marché. Quand on aura beaucoup flirté, un peu trop flirté. Comme le bon Dieu sera couché, j'ai peur qu'on entende siffler tous les serpents du paradis au bain de minuit. Quand on aura tourné, viré, tourné, viré. Quand on aura pomme croquée, bien pomme croquée. Comme on aura déshabillé ces inconnus que l'on était, on sera vrai comme la vie au bain de minuit. On sera bien fatigué, quand les pêcheurs seront rentrés, les voiles pliées. Alors, tu me diras ton nom, et moi, je te dirai mon nom, et à bientôt, et à Paris, on reprendra dire. Nos bains de
still good.
Brilliant.
Hi, and welcome to a Boogie special.
Thank you. Thanks, Agneta.
My name is Agnes, or Agnete. And today is like a Boogie remote episode because I'm in London at the Barbican Centre with this day's very special Boogie guest, which is you, Kabi.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to be on Boogie.
I'm so thrilled that you're up for doing an episode.
Oh, thank you.
And we've played some of your songs on previous episodes of Boogie, but maybe you would like to introduce yourself?
My name's Kobe So. I grew up in Southeast London, and I'm a musician, artist, producer, and a professional music lover.
Yeah, definitely. I thought you were just going to stop at professional, and that would also have been very accurate. But I like the professional music lover too.
I don't know where it came from, but I don't know.
It's true. I also know you very much as a radio host and as a lector.
Oh yeah,
your like the radio show you do.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah,
sure.
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I select music too, and I've been doing so for, I want to say maybe 7 years almost. As of November, for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, my first show on NTS, not as a guest, but as a regular host. Started in November 2015.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah. And I was approached for years, for like maybe 2 years on and off by NTS to host a show, but I persuaded myself at the time that I wouldn't know what else I could bring to NTS that they aren't already bringing in such a unique and amazing way. They have so many shows even back then compared to now, but eventually the staff at NTS persuaded me and said look just take a show. And then I thought, okay, I'll accept. And 7 years on, I'm on NTS radio hosting a show still. And
good thing you did.
Thanks. Yeah.
And I also, I feel very safe in this audio space because I know that you do a lot of radio. So it's good to have a very, an experienced guest, I feel. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very honored to have you on this episode.
Oh, I appreciate it. How do you find hosting radio?
Whoa. Good question. I like it. Yeah,
that's
I
good.
Really like it.
That's good. Yeah.
It's a new thing for me still, mm-hmm. but I like it. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, the great thing with NTS is that it's very encouraged to be as free as possible with regards to playing songs, because ultimately a big part of NTS is that it's about people who really, really like are passionate about music and connecting the dots, and not necessarily feeling any pressure to play a particular strand of music or even presenting in a particular way that doesn't help to harness and encourage that passion that they have for music. So yeah, it's amazing. And also it's something that I've been thinking about over the years, that like as a kid I used to pretend to host a radio show on my on my older brother's radio, like boombox. Like I'd find blank cassette tapes I must have been like age 11 or something, and I used to pretend to host a radio show during the summertime at my grandparents', and I was listening back to the recordings because I found the tape at home. And I remember it still. And it's just interesting how that happens, you know. Yeah. Just like, you know, some of the things that we're into as kids, we end up doing it, you know, as adults on a more sort of professional level, for want of another term. But yeah,
that sounds adorable. I'd love to hear like an 11-year-old hosted coffee show.
Yeah.
What type of radio was? Were you like a funny radio host, like a pensive radio host?
Probably more the former, really, because it was a strange mix. It was a funny kind of mixture of me presenting a story that I, you know, that I came up with in my head with like a bunch of like made up characters alongside my younger brother, who's like 6 years younger than me, so he was like 4 years old or something. And then on top of that, I'd present like the top 10 using CDs around the house, or recording chart songs of that time. Whoa. You know, in the early 2000s, late 90s.
That sounds like a pro radio show.
Yeah, I was really enthusiastic about it. I'm not sure where it came from. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Maybe from the same space that led you to accepting the NCS show.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Or from the same space that made you say yes to the spooky episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they were fun times. Yeah. So it's really interesting to see that I'm basically doing the same thing, you know, now. And the same could be said also for my older brother, who's also, you know, a producer in his own right, and a fantastic one. As biased as that sounds, you know, like I'm, yeah.
This bias is okay in this radio show, as long as you say that it's there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think it's always really nice to hear the songs that you're selecting, because it always feels like getting to know your musical universe better. I feel like it always has like either, I mean, like your musical universe both as like a collaborator with other artists and as a solo artist yourself.
Yeah.
Because it feels like the tracks that, many of the tracks that you select to me have like either a great sensibility towards music, or like a great pulse, always driving the music forwards.
Oh, thank you.
And I feel like that's two things amongst many other things that I always hear within your tracks.
Oh, thank you.
It's like, yeah, so getting to hear, you know, the broadness of that sound through like a radio show curated by you is just a big recommendation anyone listening who hasn't yet tuned into your show.
Oh, thank you.
It's always nice to get to know people through the music that they find interesting.
Yeah, I think so too. For sure. Okay.
Maybe we should listen to some music.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And you've brought some tracks today, and I've also brought some tracks.
Yeah. My first selection is a song by D'Angelo named Another Life. I had in mind the live version. I think it might have been the first recording that I came across of this song. It's of D'Angelo and his band performing Another Life live in Copenhagen in 2012. And I remember when I first heard that track, I was just blown away. You know, being someone who's a huge like admirer and fan of D'Angelo's music, it, like, I was just emotionally not ready. I was just taken aback. Another reason why I picked this song is because for the show that I performed in Copenhagen recently with my band, two people played there under the name Another Life. They run a festival and they run a sort of like a community. And I remember approaching them because I really enjoyed their selections, and I thought to myself, I wonder what the story is behind their name, Another Life. So I asked them if it's because of if it's named after D'Angelo's song, and they said it isn't actually, it's for another reason, but they like that I mentioned that because they didn't think of that. And I thought, oh, that's cool, yeah. So I just thought, given that, you know, it's in Copenhagen, we're in Copenhagen, and I met the duo called Another Life, and I'm a big fan of D'Angelo. I thought, yeah, I'll pick this track.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a very good, very considerate track selection.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Very nice. And thanks, by the way, for a really lovely show. It was so amazing. Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you. Very
nice.
Full credit to Alpha Maid, Metasheba, and Ben Vince as well. Like, they are amazing people to play with and amazing people to consider as friends as well. And, it was actually the first time that we played all together with a drum kit.
Really?
Yeah. We played for the first time together as a four-piece at the Barbican Centre, where we are now, actually.
Full circle.
We supported Grouper in April. But we didn't have a drum kit because we wanted to make things as quick as possible for the changeover between our show and Liz's show, Grouper's show. It was really nice to play together as a four piece and with drums. I've known Ben, I've known since 2016. Leisha and Momoko. Leisha's Alpha Maid and Momoko is Metasheba. I met them about 4 years ago, roughly. And we've all been involved in one project or another. I just really connect with them. And yeah, it was a huge honour that they all agreed to perform as part of my live show so far. And it's been amazing. But anyway, yeah, so my first selection for the show is D'Angelo and Another Life. Oh yeah, and also another thing I wanted to mention. Even though I haven't been to a D'Angelo show, I've watched quite a few of his performances with his band, and there's something about the togetherness and the synergy. Like, I can tell that there's a really strong kinship amongst the musicians that play with him, whether it's with this current formation that he's had over the years, or whether it's with the Soultronics, who played with him during the Voodoo tour. They're all amazing. Not only are they amazing musicians, but they have this connection going on where it's kind of telepathic, and I think that's a key thing that I really appreciate when playing in bands, or whether it's for like a solo show or with other projects I'm involved in. For me, that's really key to have that thing going on where we're kind of able to communicate to each other, and we kind of know what to do, sort of thing, you know. So that's another reason why I think picked this track as well. So
that's a really good reason.
Thank
definitely.
You
definitely.
I just want to say.
so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, so moving. That song as well as Charade.
Mm.
Those two tracks, when I first heard them through YouTube, thanks to Matthias, and whoever else recorded the video Charade 2 years before those songs came out. I mean, yeah, it was just incredible. And you know, like, speaking of Charade, I didn't have this on my list, but I think I might have to include it on, because when I first heard of Charade, it immediately reminded me of Hejira, the album Hejira by Joni Mitchell.
Yeah. That's just makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's I mean, there's a specific line that sticks out on the title track on the album, where Joni sings, "There's comfort in melancholy," and I feel that in the playing, in Joni's playing on the guitar, and Charade, the song Charade by D'Angelo, reminds me of that a bit.
Mm.
It's like a watery kind of sound, and I don't know, it's just full of a kind of emotion that just really, really resonates with me.
Mm.
And I don't know, I think I'm just really into it, and there's just such a undeniable, I don't know if that's the word to use, but just like you can't sort of dismiss it. It's an undismissible sort of truth and honesty there that's embracing of all of the different aspects of what it means to exist.
Mm.
You know, like the, you know, whether it's the good times, the sad times, and everything in between. So Hejira by Joni Mitchell.
The shell shop love away. There's comfort in melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today. In our possessive coupling, so much could not be expressed. So now I am returning to myself. These things that you and I suppressed, I see something of myself in everyone. Right at this moment of the world, a snow gathers like bolts of you know, it never has been easy. Whether you do or you do not resign, whether you travel the breadth of extremities or stick to some straighter line. Now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw or freeze. Listen, I thought I heard Miles Davis coming through the trees. I'm poor. Sometimes the slightest touch of a stranger sets up a trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We'll all come and go unknown, unknown. It's so deep and so superficial. That's right. Between the forceps and the stone. I looked at the granite markers, those tributes to finality, to eternity. Then I looked at myself here, chicken scratching for some immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. There's your hope, there's your hopelessness. I've seen it all these years. Particles of change, I know, I know. Orbiting around the sun. But how can I have that point of view when I need something from someone? White flags up winter chimneys. Modern bank. From the window of my hotel room. I'm traveling in some vehicle. I'm sitting in some cafe, just a defector from your petty wars that shall shock love away.
Good call.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think I might actually have a follow-up track to that one. And I feel kind of bad because it's an artist that we've played before in Boogie. And like 3 out of 4 times that we've played her music, it's been with like a connotation to Joni Mitchell.
Ah.
Because there is like definitely a musical link there.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just want to take the time to say that, of course, this artist is also other things than a link to Joni Mitchell.
Oh, excellent.
But I actually did want to, I was thinking about playing this track before you brought in Joni.
Wow.
So I just felt like, I feel like now I have to do it.
Oh, perfect.
And it's a Danish artist called Jura.
Sure.
It's a track that we haven't played on Boogie before.
Sure.
So I don't feel too bad about playing her again.
I look forward to listening. Jura.
And it's a track, it's the album Closer of her recent album, called Measures of Its Own.
Mm.
the reason why I wanted to bring it for today's program is that it there's just a way in this track, at least, of like telling a story and linking it with the audio soundscape that kind of reminded me sometimes about things that I experience in your music. That there's like, you know, a kind of translation between the lyrics and the instrumental side. It's of course not a one-to-one translation, but I just really got captivated by how Jura has kind of soundscaped this lyrical part. It's kind of a long track, but I love it. Maybe because of that.
I look forward to listening. Jura.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, faith outside on the big stairs of a hardware store in your birth region. I dare not think it roars much. It gets silent here at night. My ears are ready to listen.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible, honestly. I'm looking forward to listening to more music from Jura, for sure.
I really felt like, because to me at least, the lyrics are very much about like human beings as a whole.
Yeah.
And just mirroring that into sound, I feel like is very, yeah, it just really struck me when I listened to this track first. For the first time.
Yeah.
And then I haven't really been able to stop listening ever since. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there more music from Jura as well? Is this
This is actually her debut album.
Okay.
Formality again side. But hot tip, she's in Glasgow at the moment recording or writing her second album.
Okay.
Which will hopefully be released within the next few years.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm really I really love her music.
Yeah. Truly amazing. Yeah, like really unique, and it reminded me as much as it reminded me of some of my favorite music, it also felt like something really new that I haven't really listened to before. Yeah. And it's funny cuz there's some songs that there's another song that I haven't even got on my list that I thought whether to include. I don't know if you've heard of David Sylvian before.
No, who's that?
So David Sylvian was the front person of a band called Japan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard of Japan. Yeah.
But there's something about the production and this particular track that reminded me of David Sylvian's first album.
Mm.
Just the I don't know, it was almost sort of like a fluidness to it that just, it's like a metamorphic kind of sound, and it's really, really nice and really interesting as well.
That's a beautiful...
Yeah, there's a particular song called Weeping Willow, I think, if I can remember. But I look forward to listening to more music from her, from Jura. Yeah, definitely.
What else do you want to listen to now? What other tracks did you bring?
It's a recent track that I've been listening to a lot lately. I don't think it's been officially released. It's another YouTube find. It's a track. I said Trong, which I've been doing this a lot recently, where I combine two words together unintentionally. I was meant to say track and I was meant to say song.
Trong,
yeah. Yeah, I've got a Trong called... It's not my Trong, but it's someone else's. Both really favourite musicians of mine. The track is called All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun. I don't think it's been formally released. I need to double check. Maybe I'll check online on somewhere like Discogs or something. Mm. But... it's by Elizabeth Frazier and Jeff Buckley. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I mean, can you imagine a song by those two together? I mean, of course, it's documented that they knew each other and they're close. But I didn't realise that they made this together. You know, it's another piece of music that really moves me. And just thought I'd include it, really. Yeah.
Let's listen.
Yeah, sure.
Traveler, fading. farther from me, with your face in my window glow. Where will you weep for me, sweet willow?
It's okay to be angry, but not to hurt me. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a duet between those two people, like these two as vocalists. It feels like almost the only ones that could do a duet with each other.
Yeah.
Because each voice or each vocal is so distinct.
So really singular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just weigh up each other or like really, yeah. Wow. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know what to say about that song beyond just saying that I have no words for it, you know. Like, yeah, it moves me a lot. I mean, I've been for those who know me know that I'm hugely into Cocteau Twins and the musicians individually. Liz Fraser, Robin Guthrie, Simon Raymond, who now runs Bella Union, I think. And with Jeff Buckley, I worked my way in the other way around, so I got more familiar with the album that came out after his passing. It was the one called Sketches of My Sweetheart.
Yeah. Drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That album, I mean, that blew me away. And then I listened to Grace afterwards. And I mean, I knew the tracks that everyone knows, like Hallelujah, and yeah, but I thought I don't know why I worked that way. That seems to be quite a general thing that I've noticed of myself, like even early on, like one of my first forays into really getting into music was through one of Prince's less popular albums, but still impacted in its own way. My dad bought the Batman soundtrack.
Ooh.
When I was like 3 or 4 or something.
Mm.
And that was my introduction to Prince. And I think through that particular album, I think that helped me to understand different styles of music. And just different sounds, because that album in itself, like much like a lot of Prince's catalogue, just travels from one end to the other. One minute it's like something that could pass off as a sound that's in, I don't know, Berkine or something, and then the next record could be like the most balladiest of ballads, and then the next record would be like heavy sort of guitar led kind of music, almost verging into metal. So it's, for me, you know, like that seems to, yeah, it seems to be a common or regular thing, you know, to come across like a record that's kind of more of a cult, you know, has more of a bit of a cult following than